Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
So we're going to attempt, we're in sunny Madrid, and we're going to attempt a podcast. I think it's number 140, but I'm sure Barney will do some rambles at the start anyway. So you'll probably be listening to this about half an hour in to that podcast. But yeah, we're in sunny Madrid. We've got Mickey, Coggy, Paul, Mike, Paul, Mark, myself, Shane. I had to remember everyone's names after a heavy night. So we've just had a bit of a chat. Deirdre came up again, and Paul has just revealed he's got a bit of a fancy for Heidi Klum, is it? And he knows a ridiculous amount of information about who she's married to and all this kind of stuff. So he's clearly stalking her. Manchester Paul, not
Harrogate Red.
Sorry. And so anyway, we're in Madrid. I'll pass around and everyone can just say what they think for tonight. I'm ridiculously confident that we're going to win. I don't know why I'm so confident, but I've got no doubts we're going to go through. I think they're in bad form and Ralphie's Reds are on the march after beating Leeds, who are utterly shit. Yeah, so that's it. Mickey, what do you think?
Yep, I'll fancy us a bit as well tonight and definitely to go through over the top. Right. I'm looking forward to it. Long time since I've been to Atletico, 91, wasn't it? Cup on his cup, the old ground, so hopefully we don't get done 3-0 like we did that night. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it and confident that we'll win.
Okay.
I'd just like to add that the Madrid airport police, who are armed, aren't happy if you don't wear a face mask. Even though I'm exempt and I showed them a little Blue Peter certificate that I made at home, but anyway. Yeah, I mean, I'm never confident about United, but I'm actually probably naively optimistic about tonight. I think Ronaldo coming back to Madrid will score. And, yeah, I think we'll win tonight and go through and knock out City in the next round.
Hi, Harrogate Red here. I still can't get past Shane and his Deirdre mask. And Coggy trying to argue with two policemen at the airport because he refuses to put his mask on because he's got a medical condition. He's got quite a few medical conditions. After the Brighton match, I thought we'd get hammered tonight. After the Leeds, I've just about recovered from Leeds. I had to go through a river to get home. I'm not confident. I'm a little bit more confident than I was, but I do think we'll score. I think we'll draw. Over to Mike.
Hi, Salford MG here. Absolutely what the lad said. Extremely confident. No doubts whatsoever. Paul?
I'm also very confident. And to be honest with you, as long as it's not as painful as watching my dad do a passenger locator form, I'll be pretty happy. As you can tell, he's still quite frustrated. But no, genuinely, I fancy it tonight. I think we've got a good chance.
Someone just mentioned medical conditions there, and like Tom Malloy, I don't know if he'd be listening to this from Withamshaw, a good red, just sent me a random message about a Finnish cross-country skier whose penis was frozen at the end of the Olympic things. That's a fair play to the... He finished 26. Frozen penis, which is a big sacrifice to make, or a little sacrifice to make, maybe. For the Olympics.
I would like to say that his sex life is now finished.
Hey.
Get in.
Hopefully, that won't transmit onto the podcast. But anyway, so that's it. All the best. We may do a bit afterwards if the result goes well, but if not, we'll see you on the other side. Good luck.
Hello. This is Nathan and Nicholas. We're just walking from St. Peter's Square up to Ancoats to go and watch the Atletico game. And I just thought we've got 5 minutes to kill. So, Barney, we haven't spoken about Leeds yet. So I thought we've got 5 minutes to kill, so we might as well just have a little chat. Although I suggested it, and then Nick just said that he was so pissed that he doesn't really remember any of it, so it might just be me speaking right now, but... Hello, Nick, how are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, yeah. I was a bit pissed, to be fair, on Sunday. Watched the game in Prague. Found an Irish bar, which was because it's safe to say I don't think I'm very often as a United fan you're in a minority, but I was certainly in a minority in that bar. It was like every single person definitely what he leads to it, including the two Yorkshire girls on the next table that kept going, shoot, shoot. Yeah. And I really, really, really can't stand that accent. And I definitely hate Leeds more than City. And I don't hate City that much, but I fucking hate Leeds. They're just horrible, aren't they?
Yeah.
And to beat them and batter them is great. I was just massively pleased because I was just having flashbacks to us being at Villa Park a couple of weeks ago thinking, oh shit, a 2-0 lead's gone here. Bit of a fluky goal, you know, the pitch wasn't great. Personally enjoyed Coggy's comments saying that the pitch was definitely going to hamper a Leeds comeback, and then the next thing I knew, two goals had gone in literally about 3 minutes after Coggy had sent that message. But I really enjoyed that. I thought it was good. I thought we played well. Players give a shit. Bit of passion. Bit of fight. That's what you want to see from Man United.
Yeah, but I think that's one of the frustrating things is with how many times have we seen this? They'll put in passion and give a shit in games like this, and hopefully it's something that will happen tonight against Atletico. But it's in the nothing games that they just aren't asked, and you wish that they'll give that same amount of passion. I know you're going to get more against Leeds, but yeah. You say that about...
Nice, though, was it? Because, I mean, Ralphie was saying that he'd only just learnt about that fixture. He didn't realise that it was a rivalry until about a week before the game.
Yeah.
So he was preparing for it.
But
so
then,
there's got to be a few players in that squad that don't understand that rivalry. So
well, that's the thing. It's 18 you know, years since we've played him in the league.
And to see everyone step up, it's good to see. Obviously, that's why I thought that McTominay's performance was important. He might have been a bit erratic at times, as we've already said, but I think that's why his performance was important, because he has to get that across being as an academy graduate. And I think that's why obviously he played Lingard, and that's why, you know.
Well, I think it was just pure, I think he made the selections he did purely for the energy as well. Like, he knew that they were going to run about a bit. You know that Leeds do that, so he needed that. I thought it was also quite funny, you just said about Coggy saying about the pitch and then it going all against what he said. And it's similar to at the end, towards the end of the game, where I think it was mentioned about it being odd about putting Bruno up front, and then there was questions about how good Alanga's been, and then two minutes later, both of them came back to bite you as well, which is thankfully.
I deserve calling out. I'm calling out Fred as well, to be fair. So
yeah.
I think what I should do is just stick to calling out United players and we'll keep turning up. But I still stand by the fact that I haven't been very impressed by Alanga. I know he's in the youth academy graduate, and I know he's young and he needs time to get all that. But I haven't really failed to see what he's massively brought to the party and see these flashes that I've seen in the youth academy and seen all the clips and stuff that he's done. I don't self-proclaim to watch youth football like, you know, some people do. But I haven't been that overly impressed with him. He doesn't blow me away. I think he looks lost on the pitch, which you're going to get as a youngster. And give him time, I get all that. So yeah, but to keep seeing him coming on and in a decisive moment like that, and to score the goal that clinched the game, fair play. I hope he goes on and kicks on.
The one again the other day, even more so by the fact that a few minutes before he had a really good chance and really fluffed it. Like, he should have scored. He was free and just gave it straight to the keeper, essentially. And then it was like, that was poor. But, like I say, a few minutes later, he pops up and wins the game for us, essentially. But, I don't know. I think, we'll see. He's still obviously young. He's going to get opportunities. Like, you know, he's been bumped up the pecking order because of one thing or the other or whatever. But, yeah, we'll see. I think one thing I think is, give credit to Ranić because he made some big decisions in that game, taking off Pogba and Ronaldo in the game. Like,
two big superstars, aren't they?
Yeah, really? Well, that's the thing. They're going to be happy if they're going to come away with a win, even if they've been subbed, you'd hope. So, but it arguably made a difference. So,
well, I mean, you've got to remember, Pogba put a good shift in and he played really well, so he can be pleased with himself. But the thing is with him is that we know that he can't do it over 90 minutes. That's the infuriating thing with him. Doesn't matter who he's playing against. I can never recall Pogba having a good 90 minutes.
No.
But he does it in spades and he played well. And that's the thing, you can't keep him on for 90 minutes. You've got to bring Fred on the match. I thought he was expecting to be in the box with a goal.
Yeah.
Lindelof did quite a good job. I thought Fulham played quite well. That's nice. You've got to use that as a building block, and it couldn't have come at a better time to get a bit of confidence up when you keep talking about it being a confidence.
Well, like
side.
You say, we conceded them two in a minute, and it was like, bloody hell, here we go again. Like we said in the last pod, it's like Groundhog Day, you've seen it over and over and over again. Well, thankfully, if anything, it was sort of, in a perverse way, it was good that it happened so quickly, that it literally gave us, and it happened so quickly after the start of the second half, that we had a lot of time to react and go, fucking hell, we need to, like, we were lucky we didn't concede a third one. But happy.
If we're getting,
we'll see.
If we're calling out me and Coggy getting things wrong, which I don't mind, by the way, don't mind being wrong, I think we have to still give Barney some credit, because that was some Illuminati shit, that.
For that about corner Maguire.
About Maguire's
oh
corner.
My God.
From the 140th corner in the game away at Leeds. And he called that about 4 weeks ago.
And he said it was going to be Maguire doing it as well.
Yeah, on the 140th corner.
Ridiculous.
So, I mean, if that proves anything, it means that we know for Carl and Barney's right, and that's what scares me. And I can't bring children into a world where he's right.
So yeah, any thoughts quickly on this evening? After we've seen a day of Coggy and Shane having a lovely, lovely day in Madrid, and Shane's had a bit taking his own Deirdre Barlow mask. When he posted up a picture in the group earlier this afternoon of him wearing a Deirdre Barlow mask, and I was like, oh, Coggy's bought him that, you know, as a joke. No, Shane got it himself. I dread to think what he's going to be doing in the mirror later.
Oh, God. Oh, dear,
so, yeah. Any thoughts for this evening?
I haven't got a clue. I think you're a brave man if you're going to try and predict United. And certainly in a proper prediction rather than a little cheap, scabby prediction. But to be honest, the sense that I have no idea. We could go out there and batter these, or we could go out there and get battered ourselves. We could scrape a draw, and not one of them results would surprise me.
No.
The way they play and the way that they're capable of. I haven't got a clue. I don't think anyone's got a clue how it's going to go. That's what I'm excited about.
Yeah.
I think it's nice to see, and we've got it on the back of a good performance. I don't think we're going to go there and batter them. I don't think anyone thinks we're going to do that. But, you know, it's going to take a brave man to predict that. No idea.
Me neither. So on that note, here's hoping for a good game, but we've no idea what's going to happen. All right.
It's certainly a very pleasant atmosphere here. It's a really nice ground from the outside. I'm sure it's even better inside. But, the fans are quite friendly. Loads of shirts and half scarves being worn by them. Really nice outside, you know, like the way a really nice proper football ground should be. Plenty of spaces outside on the concourses, eateries, places to drink. You can get beer downstairs. There's a bit of light entertainment you might be able to hear in the background. It's good. So we're basically where all the Atletico Madrid fans will be. We've come a different way to where United fans are. So I'm going to leave you now, because I'm going to start singing the United Calypso on my way down. When they're playing in your town, get yourself to the football ground. Take a lesson, you will see. Football taught by Matt Busby or Manchester. Manchester United. Ayúdame a la puta posible. Es el lema de la Sultra Sur. Que es copiar todo lo que hace el frente. Demostrando lo tontos que son tiervos.
Optimism before, and obviously that wasn't well founded because it was poor for the most part. But every now and then you get a magical moment on the Euroway, and that was one. A great sing song, a great disco, and I'm here with John Finno that's been on here before. So John, that was a fantastic moment, wasn't it? Fucking great end, great disco.
Yeah, and it was much better in the second half. We were a bit negative in the first half, but much more positive, and I think we deserve it. The day didn't cause us too many problems, but it gives us a great chance in the tie overall. And I mean, if you're left with just having to win the home leg to get through, you'd take that. But great for Langan. Really buzz, brilliant buzz for the crowd. And it's after making the day for everybody.
That was magical. That was a great fucking sing song as well. Anyway.
And by the way, I got to meet Deirdre Barlow. And that was really worth a trip.
I'm telling you, I could have a few companions tonight.
Cheers, Willow.
All right, good luck.
Firstly, I'm really glad everyone got back from Leeds safely. Jesus, it is Hill Street Blues. Let's be careful out of the territory. I remember when they first came back up and that walk under the bridge. Jesus Christ. And the League Cup semi where we only got the limited allocation and the police held us in for ages and said they're throwing marbles or something at the police horses and it's carnage. And then I remember we drank in Pontefract and one of the lads organised a minibus and he drove the wrong way into the Leeds end and they were rocking it. And there were a couple of our lot going, come on, let's go out. And I'm thinking, fucking don't open those doors. Please don't open those doors. Yes, yeah, so suffice to say, it has always been eventful there. And a few times on the train, Jesus, change of clothes and everything. So one, get out of Dodge, happy days. The BT, there's skulls. Hargreaves and Ferdinand and whatever the BT, they all are the same, talk the same, look the same, don't say anything controversial. They're all leaning into the screen like it's a sex show in the Dam. What's that all about? And then we're bringing Michael Owen on. Well, then the fucking remote's going off. Hello, everyone. It's one of those me just on my own add-ons that the sellers take the piss out of me about, saying it's like a hostage video. And I won't go any further, but... Yeah, I've got a confession to start off. I did that BT thing and then obviously I'm cancelling in the last few days of my extra month and I've never watched a European, like the coverage before on BT Sport. Isn't it shit? What the fuck? All four of them huddled together and you're just a skull's eye in Rio with disdain. So that didn't help my equilibrium last night. I don't know where you start with that. There was moments where I thought, you know, when you play European football and you just watch an opponent and you think, God, this is a level above what we're used to. And we've been struggled with what we're used to. And the fact that Atletico aren't on their uppers as well. But only United or only Sport can give you 80 minutes where you're thinking, God, I'll end up taking a 1-0. How's that for a mindset? And then... we do what we do, and Alanga is coolness, even the interview afterwards, just like him. Hope he's not one of those players who shines brightly and then disappears, but he's definitely got a confidence, but also a finish. I mean, his goal record already, so that was... I can't imagine that United end. We've got Shane and all that have covered it before. I mean, I just think we're a team who've got big players, if you think they've won things, they've played in big matches before, even Maguire, you know, Euro finals. But we're just not big game players or with a big game mentality. And it's like everything they're told to do, they just forget as soon as they enter a football pitch, which is the oddest feeling to see it unfold. So I don't know. I still think there's going to be ups and downs and all arounds with this tie, but I can't wait for the home leg. So we've got a bit of hope and I know that kills... Rashford, I don't know where you start with. I do not know what is going on there. But there were many. I mean, Bruno had his terrible game, but he just has an ability to always be there when we're scoring. And the actual goal we scored, if you watch it again, it's brilliant. So, like, the mindset of how you can do that. And there were a couple of runs where I thought, this United team confounds me because they've got it in them. And I don't want to pinball again because the leads are so high, you know, to put that dogged guts, everything. You know, we just said we want a team to be proud of last time. And they gave everything at our rivals. So I was just hoping confidence breeds wins. So we've got a massive period coming up. Will we buckle? The signs are, again, you know, the merest touch to our players and they just instantly forget, like a Vulcan pinch, what the fuck they're doing. And the Vic, although he didn't actually defend badly, him at right back, I thought it was like Ralph had gone on the piss after the game at Leeds and him and Ted Lasso had gone, that's a joke by the way, had gone, yeah, he was good going forward at Leeds. Yeah, it's going to work. It's going to work. Let's put him at right back. And when you see it unfold and you think, no. But it does show that, obviously, he thinks right back's an issue. So it goes back to how many players we think we need, how many players we're going to get delight out of Juve. That'll start for the central defender. But are we fucked with Glazenomics? I like the touch of Ralph's cloth, if that doesn't sound too weird. I think he comes across really well when he's interviewed. I don't want him, as I put on Twitter, I don't want him being made permanent, because I think that just heads back into where we've been coming from. But I hope they're listening. Again, I'm concerned that they're not having the chats about where he thinks we're heading and where what we need to do. But I like what he's doing, and he's being honest about it. You know, he, and this is the honest in front of cameras. God, fuck what he's saying behind closed doors. And I just woke up thinking, only the United of this era can score such a delightful goal and yet look for 80 minutes like they've never played together. But, you know, you wouldn't have taken that performance in a million years, but you'd have taken that result. And it looked a great stadium, which a few of the lads said makes you further reiterate what Old Trafford needs done to it. I do think maybe we have to take into effect the pitch from Leeds, because that was horrendous conditions to play in that laggy go to. I know, like footballers and all that, but you're going to another big game. I don't know, maybe I'm giving a bit of excuse, because fucking hell, it's no excuse for not passing the ball. But the blood and thunder, like just a little bit of the old school of yesteryear with the tackles. And there was a moment I put on the Red News forum where Fernandez just got up after he'd gone for it with a Leeds player and he just smiled, and I thought they must have loved playing in that. Wouldn't it be nice if United players started enjoying themselves, as Ralph said? Imagine being at United and not enjoying yourself. What's that all about? Cheers for Dave County Mead, who came up last time and said he appreciates the mag and the podcast. That's appreciated. Apologies for the wind, the last one. Fuck me. I didn't realise it was bad. It's a shame, because me and Nick had a good time. And what Nick's happy Maguire Varane story on the rant back as we walked back to town was that he did wonder when he saw Varane playing for Real Madrid and Maguire for the youth cup team of Sheffield United, he wondered, I wonder if they'll ever be playing for United one day. So it had a happy ending, but not in reality. And I'm so desperate for there to be some progress where I think, do you remember confidence grew from Leeds and getting a scabby draw in Madrid, that this does build to something by the end of the season. But I suppose I'm a turtle in its shell who's just going, we'll repeat the same mistakes and the next cropper is going to come. And against good sides, we'll get found out. But although St. Petersburg dreams fucking gone up in smoke, literally, there's, and that's not belittling fucking what's going on, just, who knows? I've got a bit of hope today, this morning, and that will do for now. And I'm so giddy for Saturday and revenge, because I'm going to end with a segment with me and Albert for Brighton. And I hope you don't mind me playing that. But just buzzing, I'm taking him again for Watford to probably be his last game for this season. And we cannot wait. We're so excited for it. So that's what it comes down to, what it's all about, isn't it? Please support the mag. We've got the new mag out for Spurs, and I have to say, it's a good mag, and the Knox interview's brilliant, as I've been typing it up. Can I have a moan? Why does it take longer now to get back to town than it did in the 1970s? And not too many more people, and more people are driving now, but the public transport's a joke, and don't get me started on that tram for Brighton. I know things happen, but it's like there's no contingency plans, and they never think, oh, there's a lot of people in one spot, how do we get them home? Get the buses sorted, please. I do keep worrying about our defence. I think this, we've let in 32 goals in 24 games, which is more than Arsenal, and I'd say our defence has major issues, including Shaw's worrying me again, which I don't, you know, after getting himself back into contention, he seems to wobble at the moment. And then I think we've got, you know, the striker issue. People saying we need a striker. Keep saying it, we're going to need two. And the combined age of our strikers, well, one's out all the time at the moment, is 72. And that's enough to scare me when I go to bed. 8:15 kickoff, so they can fuck off. And saying, oh, because it can't clash with the Champions League. Is there any Red or anyone who goes, you know what, I'd rather watch City than fucking United. Fuck that off. And also going back to, this is a right stream of consciousness. I'm going off random notes here. But going back to the no buses and the problems getting back for midweeks, I know a lot of older Reds, and I do, who aren't going to those games because they can't get back or they're missing connections. So for United to then stitch them up by saying, we need you to go to 11 games next season, if there's four or five midweeks and it's the same problems, I've asked them, please consider them, whether we'll get anything. We don't even know if Joel Glazer's met up with... you know, we know nothing. So that says it's a new era. Yeah, cultural reboot up my arse. Right, I'm rambling away. But hope. A little bit of hope. I'll take that. I really enjoyed Leeds. Please let this be a bit of confidence. But I'm just ignoring 80 minutes of yesterday. And just finally, I'm thinking of all the Wigan Reds, Barge, his family, his friends. There's a good lad, David Hayes, who... Wigan Dave, who's passed away, and it's really sad. No age at all. It just makes me think repeatedly, I know life can be tough, and just make the most of things when we can, because life is so caught, it can be taken away, and I'm really thinking about everyone. And just take care, everyone, and sorry for this ramble. Bye. What's the score going to be, Albert, for your first game at Old Trafford?
2-1.
I say... with Ronaldo, Fernandes and Welbeck scoring for them because I like Welbeck. And you think, what do you think the score?
1-0.
And who's going to score? Who have we written?
Ronaldo. No, Marcus Rashford, Ronaldo.
Fred, did we say?
No.
Not Fred. Jesse Lingard.
Fernandes.
Oh, Lingard. And then Lindelof.
Lindelof.
Well, I hope it is 5-0. Are you excited for your first ever game?
Yes.
Great.
No, my second game.
Oh, sorry, but your first game at Old Trafford. How excited.
Yay.
We're going to go through all the songs tonight, aren't we?